Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 76. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Good.
Good.
Doing good.
Doing good. All right.
76 already, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what I put in my notes.
I like keeping my answers simple. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Good. Yeah. Sound like our kids. How was your day? Good.
Right.
What'd you do?
You're lucky to get that.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
I'll talk as long as you want, as long as all my answers are
yes. Yep. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. It's like, can you explain a little bit more about your day? Well, did math. Okay, that's great.
Cool. Learn anything? No.
No. Lunch was good. Yeah, they shoot. They have 3-point contest after lunch. Mm-hmm. So I hear more about that than actual
school.
School, yeah.
Dane, he came home today, and he's just like, school sort of wasn't that great today. It's like Spanish, that wasn't fun. Band, that wasn't fun. I was like, bud.
Really? Those should be the most fun, right? There's like, a band.
But not every day's rainbows and cupcakes, all right?
Yeah.
Some days just
suck.
Speaking of Spanish, which is kind of funny, Harrison.
Wait till he works.
Harrison now calls me El Padre and Jenna La Madre. And I actually caught him and I said, dude, don't be disrespectful. And Jenna looked at me. She goes, he's practicing in Spanish. I'm like, I know, but I thought you only wanted him to call us mom and dad. So I was like, fine, call me El Padre. So
tell him El Conquistador.
El Conquistador. Yeah, there you go. That sounds a little more upscale, right?
Well, in our house.
The Conqueror.
That's right.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, in our house, Elijah, he wants to start calling us mom and dad, and mom wasn't crazy about it. She's like, I am mommy to you.
Mommy and daddy.
I am not calling you mommy.
Yeah, there's
and
a breaking point.
I said, the boy's going to be 12. And I said,
I know.
So
he's not going to say mommy when he wants meatloaf.
No more mooches.
Hey, ma, meal. I don't know what she's doing. I never know what she's doing back then. That's the best. You want some meatloaf?
I have to say, too.
Where are we? Oh, wow.
I know this is a mini, but I wanted to say and give a shout out to Dane because I saw Dane in the kitchen when I was going back to get some water before we started recording tonight. And he and I greeted each other as we do with smiles. And I reached out my arms. He reached out his arms. And I'm like, brother's got a hug. And he said, yep. And he gives a good hug. You know,
Dane gave you a hug?
Heck yeah, he did.
I'll talk to Dane.
Yeah, right. And he said, I told him, I'm like, I don't know who needed that hug more, but I think we both did. So it was good for the soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, old Dano.
If you say so.
Right?
Dane's a good boy. Sean's like, wait a minute. Well,
I'm a good boy.
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy? Yes.
We are glad the creepies are joining us.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, Nate, this is Mini 76. Is that something or what?
76ers.
Mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
Bicentennial.
And you know what? Let's get right into it. Sean?
Yes.
What's the topic?
It is Nate's pick, and it is the... I thought it was Paw Patrol. That's not right? It's Paw Patrol? Not Paw Patrol?
That's scary.
Have you ever watched
any of the episodes?
I have. Super scary, right?
Very spooky.
Similar, but not quite. It's the Pawpaw Tunnel.
Pawpaw Tunnel.
Pawpaw Tunnel.
And Nate, how did you find this again?
Doing research for Blair Witch episode. It popped up.
Did we do Blair Witch?
You guys did.
Some say we did.
Some say.
When you said, I said, Nate, I need a mini from you, and you said, Pawpaw Tunnel, I went, what?
Making stuff up again.
I said, all right, here we go. Got to look into it. And I was like, this is a good
really
topic.
Really good, yeah.
That's it. It is.
I'd never heard of it either.
Me neither.
Never.
Not a Mawmaw Tunnel, but a Pawpaw Tunnel. So
we can cover Mawmaw next time. Mawmaw.
Is this on?
A Mamaw.
All right, Sean, what's the foundation for the Pawpaw Tunnel?
The Pawpaw Tunnel is a 3,118 foot long, which is 950 meters, canal tunnel on the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal, CNO, in the Allegheny County, Maryland. located near Pawpaw, West Virginia. So there's a little town of Pawpaw. It was built to bypass the Pawpaw Bends and a 6-mile stretch of the Potomac River containing five horseshoe-shaped bends. The town, the bends, and the tunnel take their name from the pawpaw trees that go, that grow prolifically along nearby ridges. Talking not so much tonight.
How do they go?
They go prolifically.
When they sway in the wind, they go, paw, paw,
paw, paw,
paw, paw.
See, I thought it was because people walk their dogs through this tunnel, which apparently they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just
not
for
sure
fun.
Why they would.
And when the dog turns around and ticks off running.
Yeah, starts growling.
Run with it.
Dogs and kids are always the first ones to know something's up. Take your cues from them. Yeah, the Paw Paw Tunnel. A little interesting fact. It was built using more than 6 million bricks. The tunnel has been described as the greatest engineering marvel along the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal National Historical Park. Hmm. Man, yeah. Isn't that about over 3,000 feet? That's.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling the guys that's the Twin Towers in New York City. They were like 1,100 uh-huh. feet, so it's like three of them. It's a long tunnel, and I'm thinking no daylight's mm-hmm. showing up in that thing.
I love that construction on the tunnel began in 1836, which we were talking about. That's around the Missouri, yeah, that we were just talking about.
Yeah, that's when it opened.
When it opened, and it was expected to be completed within 2 years and costs $33,500, but the project proved far more complicated and costly than expected. The tunnel did not open until 1850, more than a decade behind schedule. I think it was 14 years, right? Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and cost a bunch more. It finally cost upwards of $600,000, nearly bankrupt the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal Company. Oops. They said it was a money pit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then it led to frustrated workers who turned violent.
Violent, you say, right? Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, they had riots and rumors of men murdering each other
uh-huh.
started to occur.
Uh-huh.
One man died when a nearby lock house was set aflame. His charred remains are found, and some say his spirit wanders through the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. This is like we just did our full episode on the Missouri State Penitentiary and how the darkness and the riots and the murders and I'm thinking that some not happy campers were mm-hmm. taking their frustrations out on each other and the foreman or whoever is running the show. Yeah, that's I bet there's a lot of
this
spirits.
Brick that
it's
I
not
place,
happy spirits at that
place in the wall. This is number 2056. Today.
Yeah.
Today. This next brick, I don't like you. I'm going to hit you in the head with it.
I'm going to shove it down your throat. And I'm in a good mood. Yeah.
You don't want to see me angry.
Yeah, right.
No kidding.
They said there was occasional fist fights between boatmen who refused to afford each other the right of way. So now so you got
right.
people
are a little disgruntled.
Yeah, because they used
to. Can you see him in the dark tunnel? Move. No.
You move. Yeah.
I was there. You move.
Oh, yeah? We're coming to blows. Where are you?
It says can't that Lee Montgomery, a Methodist minister who had experience from building the canal tunnel for the Union Canal, was awarded the contract to build on March 15th, 1836. Construction on the tunnel began in 1836. Unfortunately for
when was it again?
1836. Okay. One more time. Unfortunately for Montgomery, the Irish workers were not skilled at tunnel work, so he obtained English masons, English and Welsh miners, and some Dutch, which were German laborers. More unfortunately, this caused ethnic tensions, which exploded into violence. So in 1837, 1838, specifically between the Irish and everyone else, those Irish, I'm part of those, so I know what that's like.
What do you say? I don't know. I don't speak Dutch.
Good. Freaky deaky Deutsch. rioters destroyed the tavern at Old Town. They burned shanties and the like. There were more riots in 39 at Little Orleans. Montgomery succeeded in boring the tunnel through June of 1840 at a point 1,505 feet from the south portal, but did not finish it. So can you imagine getting that far and like Yeah, that's not. This isn't gonna happen. No, you know, like, yeah. I give up.
Say what? What?
It says no due to construction financial problems. No work was done from 1841 to 1847. So the hole was left unmanned for a minute. Oh, that would be so frustrating, though.
A little discouraging.
Some of the ghostly activities are.
It's creepy. It's haunted.
Oh yeah. That's why we're talking about it.
Oh okay.
Don't you know?
Well, what?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Some of the ghostly activities include dark figures appearing in the tunnel, as well as disembodied voices and whispers. Huh? What'd you say?
Say what?
Who?
I don't know.
It's a whisper. Can't see you. Where you at? Yeah. Sean, put this on the list, by the way.
I'm already there.
This would be fun to hike through.
Man.
It would. The headless ghost of a former lock keeper.
Ooh.
Workers hired to maintain the canal locks and regulate the water level, said to roam the tunnels, which we mentioned earlier, looking to avenge for his murder. The story goes that one of the lock keepers resided near Pawpaw Tunnel, had a prized collection of rare coins. One night, the lock house at Lock 64 and 2/3 was found razed to the ground by the fire. Among the ruins of the house is the charred remains of the lockkeeper, and his skull crushed. His coin collection was missing. Mm-hmm. The murderer was promptly arrested when he visited one of the shantytown saloon and paid for his drinks with the murdered lockkeeper's coin, which was instantly recognized by the canal workers. After a quick trial, the murderer was found guilty and executed.
Hmm. Nice.
So that's the rest of the story.
And that's the rest of the story.
Yeah, Paul Harvey, right?
I'm Paul Harvey. That's the right. I assume you guys saw pictures of this place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very creepy.
Yeah, needless to say, it's pretty creepy, and it is long.
It is.
There is a great picture of, I mean, I know it's obviously not from the very beginning of it, but man, just part of that tunnel, I'm like, that looks like it just never ends. It goes and goes and goes.
It feels like a big long cave is what it looks like.
Well, it says
when
you go to visit, be sure to bring a flashlight.
Because
it gets extremely dark
once you get
you get 50 foot in there and you lose the sunlight from the opening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
dark.
That's why it made it hard for those guys to fight each other.
Right, exactly. Well, that's,
come back here. Where you at?
Say something. Say something.
Yeah, right. Punching at the air.
That's what they say. It was so narrow, you couldn't pass between, nobody could pass between the mules and the side of the tunnel. There are records of passengers playing music to hear the echo or singing in the tunnel to keep up their courage because it was so dark and ominous. They also say that, like, you can hear, I saw a few different investigations that went up and down this tunnel, and you obviously can hear the sound of water, which is something that's naturally occurring and dripping through. They said you can also see the calcium deposits and all that kind of stuff from the water, but they do still hear people, like music, and they hear people whistling or singing to hear their echoes, and nobody else is in the tunnel but them, you know. So that's like shadow figures. There are angry voices, and you know, people have heard, picked up different voices in there, and they think it's just like some of the workers still, you know, to this day still doing their work in there, or fighting, or trying to get through their boats and all that kind of stuff. So there were all kind of different activity that was picked up in this canal. So it is wild, you know, that it's pretty haunted.
It is wild. There is a gentleman here. Let's see what his name is. Steve Hall. He is a Flintstone resident. He teaches an advanced paranormal investigations class at Allegheny College of Maryland. That would be fun. He said on a recent night he had led a dozen of his students through the tunnel to investigate the historic site. Now, see, wouldn't that be a great fun class?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he said, I don't know if it was radio interference or a remote car door opener or a cell phone. He said his EMF meter went crazy. He goes, I want to go back and investigate it further. He says, the paranormal class uses various detectors, including temperature monitors and cameras to conduct investigations. He said, according to Hall, digital audio recorders can pick up communications called EVPs, of course, electronic voice phenomenon, that register in audio ranges the human ear cannot detect. So today, there are many who believe the Pawpaw Tunnel is haunted. They say they see strange shadows and weird noises are often reported in the tunnel. Some, didn't you say a headless apparition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was the lock keeper.
So one investigator said, on a recent visit to the tunnel, he said, I picked up a large spike on my EMF meter toward the downstream end of the tunnel. On the other end, a loud noise that I could not explain also occurred. Somewhere in the middle, I took a picture that appeared to have some sort of orb in it. Other than that, I did not detect any activity. With that being said, the 1/4 mile walk through the dark and cold tunnel is certainly creepy. We like that word creepy.
I love it.
Yep, we do.
Yeah, so I think it'd be worth checking out.
I agree.
Definitely checking out.
It's funny because a couple different videos, most of the pictures show it like open and you can see both sides of it. And it's actually it's beautiful area around there too.
Oh, yeah.
It showed the town of Pawpaw is really pretty from there. But it's there was one where it was like wooded shut, one side of it. And there was a door you could pass through, and they found out that it was there was some reconstruction going on in there, and they were doing some renovation work. I did not know about this, but a rock slide in January 2013 closed the trail east of the tunnel for 4 months, so the tunnel could not be reached from the east side. It reopened in April of 2013. They found and that's probably what closed that east side at one point. They started a two-phase construction project to fix it. So it's interesting that this whole thing that was like, you know, a canal system and then the railway was like more important. So this was kind of a defunct little thing, way to even need, you know, this canal system. So all that money's poured into it, but now it's something they want to keep, you know, up because it's important to the history of this place and it's still, you know, revered. So I think it's really cool that they actually put that time and effort and money, the renovations, the cost of all the renovations that they have to do and the upkeep for that period of time from 2017 to 2019, it was upwards of $750,000. So that's a lot of investment into this. So like I said, it's a piece of history. It's a part of their culture there. And you know, no matter what the brutality of it was and what they had to endure to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
As the tunnel was being built, it was built to be one lane wide. It was informally agreed among the boatmen that the loaded boat going downstream would have the right of way. Boats would be rigged with a white light at the bow and a red light at the stern to gesture their direction of travel. Still, the gentleman's agreement was often broken, leading to the frequent conflicts between rival boatmen traveling in opposite directions. On several occasions, boatmen would deliberately light fires to smoke out other boats in the way.
Oh.
In 1872, a semaphore signal was installed to help control traffic.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You move. No, I'm not going to. See, I love that.
Get the sticks. We're starting a fire.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This place gets 5 stars for sure. They said
it should, right?
It's a great hike. Neat historic attraction. It says top of the trail meets a parking lot off Malcolm Road, and then we start the descent. Anyway, another says great trip. This one says do not rely just on your flashlight or your cell phone. Okay. Well, what are you going to rely on then if it's
night vision?
Ooh,
now you're talking.
I'm like, okay, that's kind of, yeah. I could see if they said don't rely on just your cell phone or something. But
yeah, because
flashlight's kind of the only, okay, yeah, I get night vision.
As long as it is, they say it gets quite dark. So can you imagine, like in the light, you can at least see a little bit of the tunnel. But can you imagine doing this in the dark? That would be really, really creepy. It said it's not for the faint of heart. And if you suffer from claustrophobia, you might want to sit this one out. Like, probably, yeah.
That does not bother me.
No, it doesn't. That would bother me either.
No, but I know a lot of people it does, so. No, this is a really cool structure, though. It's, I never heard of it until, like I said, Nate said, let's do the Pawpaw Tunnel. I said, Pawpaw what? Yeah, it's pretty cool. Creepies, check out these pictures, that's for sure.
To get through all this system, too, they do have, I guess, there are other, like, tunnels that are around that area that are pretty neat. This is one apparently one of the most well-known, but there were some other ones. There were stories about ones that are around there to get through all those, you know, the bends of the Potomac. I think that's interesting. Like I said, you don't think about that. You think about things like the Panama Canal and how, mm-hmm. you know, crazy that was, but how much time that saved. But, you know, you just don't think about it inland as much about how much they had to figure out how to get through the landscape to make, you know, getting things across the country or around certain regional areas mm-hmm. a little bit easier and more cost effective.
Found some more information on the pawpaw tree.
Oh, yeah.
The pawpaw. It is a common tree throughout the eastern United States and is fairly useful. It can be eaten and can also be used as an insecticide.
Oh.
In the past, Native Americans used its fibers to make ropes, fishing nets, and other materials.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So when we go and get creeped out, we have something to eat.
And we keep the mosquitoes away, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this place. Why wouldn't we go?
Yeah, I got a... There's a picture, and hopefully, if the creepies decide to go looking at pictures, they find this picture. Mm-hmm. But it shows, looking out, I'm not sure if it's which end of the tunnel it is, but it's like a waterfall running down the one side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's really cool looking.
Very, very neat pictures they have. Yeah, go check it out. I don't think we've had any Maryland listeners. I don't think they've been on our listenership, so we need to get Maryland on board. What's going on around here?
Get listening.
Well, you know what? When we drop this episode on Saturday, and I'll hashtag Maryland, so that's how we'll do it.
There you go. We'll get them.
Get them pawpaws listening and them mawmaws and, yeah. Very cool. I like this. It's really good. Good topic. Guys, have anything else?
The canal was primarily used to transport coal from the Allegheny Mountains, so that makes me think of, we've talked about Allegheny. So it's funny how it all links together. I won't say tapestry again, but
there he goes. I won't say tapestry.
Sorry, I had to say it. It just came out.
It's all right. I'm enthralled by the pawpaw
tent. We gotta go there. Like I said, I put it on the list, so no problem.
Okay. Good job. Well, I hope the creepies enjoyed that. Nate, what do you got?
Pawpaw, I'm coming home. That's a wrap.
Instead of mama.
Mama saying, Pawpaw, get home. All right, woman.
Papa, I'm coming home.
All right, mama. Well, we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 76 and our discussion on the Pawpaw Tunnel. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.